You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello everyone, a warm welcome along to the latest edition of the William Hill Golf Podcast. Good to have you with us. Dave Cantler here in the studio, joined by European Tour professional and regular Sky Sports commentator Jamie Spence is on the line right now. First of all, a good afternoon to you, Jamie.
Good afternoon, David. I've hit some balls this morning in preparation for sitting on the couch for 4 days. I thought
I could do... Are you in good form?
Yeah, I'm playing all right, actually. I've got a couple of seniors events in about 3 weeks, so I need to get the clubs out.
And for those close followers of the golf circuit, they will have heard your dulcet tones in Austria and in Sweden recently, Jamie.
Yeah, two good events. Really enjoyed it. Paratori, the young Italian one in Sweden, when Wood bogeyed the last. And last week, on a really good golf course, Dylan Fratelli, the young South African, who was at college with Jordan Spieth, looks a really good player, Fratelli. Mm. And he did well to win by a shot.
Let's get stuck into this week then. Big week of golfing action with the US Open on the horizon. And the latest betting here with William Hill: Dustin Johnson is 8-1, Rory McIlroy 12-1, Jason Day is 14s, Jordan Spieth is 14-1, John Rahm is 22s, Ricky Fowler 22-1, Justin Rose is 25-1, Sergio Garcia 25-1, and it's 33-1 and bigger the rest. And we'll go through the leading players very shortly, Jamie, but first let's talk about the golf course. Because different venue each and every year for the US Open, and they're going to Erin Hills in Wisconsin for this year's championship. And it's a young golf course. 11 years this golf course has been open, and it's intriguing because wider fairways than you'd usually see at a US Open, Jamie.
Yeah, they'll be able to hit the driver this week. Normally we're used to US Opens where they have to hit irons off the tees and, you know, rock hard fairways and greens and impossible putts. But you might see a bit more of a golf tournament this week. It's purpose built, this place, 652 acres. You could fit about four golf courses in this under normal spec. But they built this particularly for an event like this and with the spectators in mind as well. So as you're right, first time in Wisconsin, it's near Milwaukee, and of course, home to the mighty Green Bay Packers.
Yes, indeed.
Who I love watching. They're my team, so it's gone to the cheeseheads.
It doesn't strike me as a traditional US Open test. Not like Congressional or Bethpage Black, we expect, or Merion, those sort of US Open tests.
We'll see, though, won't we? We'll see.
Yeah, well, what do you think? It seems to be more like a Chambers Bay or a Whistling Straits or something like that.
Yeah, but everybody slagged off Chambers Bay, but the leaderboard was fantastic. Spieth wins, and just Dustin Johnson 3 putts from 8 feet at the last, you know. So it was a great week, actually. I mean, I think if the greens had been better that week, you wouldn't have had the complaints. So I enjoyed watching. I don't think from a spectator point of view on the golf course it was very good, but I enjoyed that, and it was a great, you know, as I say, great leaderboard. And this looks similar. There's only 5 trees on the golf course. There's 14 blind tee shots. It could be ridiculously long if they wanted to make it so. It's going to be very, very long anyway. But you're right. At least they're giving them some fairways here. And I don't know whether you've seen some Instagram. Go onto Lee Westwood's Instagram and see Billy Foster creeper crawling out the rough. It's very funny. And Kevin Na did one the other day as well, where he dropped the ball in the rough and couldn't find it. But
It's never going to come out if you swing like that, though, is it, Jamie? He didn't really take a full cut at that one.
Being a bit stupid, really, wasn't he? But The Lee Westwood one's funny.
Yeah. Do you think it will suit a certain type of player? Are you looking at past US Open form or not this week?
Well, what are you going, 8-1 the favourite? It's very open, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot of players, I'd say, in the second tier of the world rankings who are very much in form, you know. We always look towards the top, but you know, you look at the likes of John Rahm and Alex Noren and players of that ilk, you know, and Thomas Peters. There's a lot of players bubbling under who are playing very, very well, you know. So it is wide open, but it's got to suit someone. Rory was saying the other day that he loves it because he can get the driver out, but Rory hasn't got his driver out very much, has he, this year?
He hasn't. Dustin Johnson at the top of the betting at 8-1. His management team suggests he's going to love the golf course, and if he could negotiate a flight of stairs, Jamie, he could be coming here as the Masters champion.
Yeah, you're right. Wasn't that a shame, eh? But Curtis Strange was the last man to defend this title back in 1989. That's a long time ago, and I remember that. And I remember trying to model my game on Curtis Strange to some degree as well. So he was sort of a mini hero of mine back then when he held off Faldo. I think Dustin Johnson's a better player than Curtis Strange. He's world number one by 5 points, you know. That's a huge margin. So he's not played quite as well as he had early in the season when he won three big events. But he's still come a runner-up. But he missed the cut at Memorial the other week. But on the PGA Tour, he's first in distance, first in greens in regulation. That's a big stat at the US Open.
Rory McIlroy is second favourite in the betting at 12-1. We talked briefly about Rory McIlroy. You mentioned him there. It's just whether or not he comes into this slightly undercooked. Is that any sort of concern, Jamie?
Massive, massive concern for me. If you can practice all you like and play with your mates and wander around, but getting a scorecard in your hand when the announcer announces your name, it's a different feeling. Your nerves are up, and you need to get into that tournament rhythm. And that's a worry for me, for Rory, as great a player as he is. And, you know, I've tipped him many times, but I couldn't tip him this week purely because he hasn't played. And he's still talking a little bit about his rib injury as well.
Jason Day is 14-1, Jamie. He's had some issues off the course. Thankfully, his mother is getting better now, but that clearly affected him in the early part of the season. But just coming back to form now, Jason Day, and he's got a superb US Open record.
Yeah, he has, isn't he? Two-time runner-up for Day, and he won the PGA Championship in Wisconsin at Whistling Straits in 2015. So he's got some happy memories of this state, and he's been playing pretty well lately, 15th at Memorial and runner-up at the Byron Nelson. So he's not my favourite player because he takes all day, which is his nickname, to play golf, but his credentials are platinum.
He's not come up with that nickname himself, has he, Jamie? He doesn't call himself all day, but yeah, I get what you mean. But I'm hoping they're going to speed up play at some point. I think that's in the pipeline, isn't it, Jamie?
Well, yeah, the rules officials are trying to bring all sorts of different things into the game of golf, but ultimately the players at the top of golf have to share the responsibility and realise that for the good of the game, they've got to speed up a little bit.
Jason Day is the same price as Jordan Spieth, who is also in the market at 14-1. What do you make to Jordan Spieth and his chance this
week? He's your favourite. He's your favourite, isn't he? You'd love him. He won AT&T this year. I don't know. And he's played the US Amateur as well. Don't forget that. Back in 2011, they had the US Amateur Championship. And Spieth played here along with a few other Americans as well. He knows the golf course better than anybody, you can say. Won this tournament a couple of years ago, but I don't think he's shown enough. You know, his putting is not as brilliant as it was when he had that amazing year a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I can understand why people want to back him, and he's a great advert for the game, but I don't think he'll win.
Speaking of good adverts for the game, John Rahm has burst onto the scene this year. He's 22-1, John Rahm. In terms of the players that have come through in the last, say, 5 or 6 years, talking about players like Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson, where does John Rahm stand in terms of excitement?
Well, he's the best newcomer at the moment, isn't he? And as you say, he's a 7 top 10s this year, and he's won an event on the PGA Tour, the Farmers. So, yeah, he's doing everything that we sort of expecting of him, and it's exciting as well. He's played lots of shots. He has a go at it. He plays the right way. He's got that Spanish flair about him. So at the moment, he's doing everything right. I mean, he's only 22, let's not forget. So I think he's got to have a chance. He's already world number 10. And last year, he won the lowest amateur at the US Open, finished 21st in the event. So that was some effort as an amateur. So, yeah, why not?
John Rahm, 22. Same price as Ricky Fowler, who's 22-1 as well, Jamie.
Yeah, when's he going to win? I don't know. I've given up tipping him at the moment now. He's 28, Ricky. Won the Hong And he was runner-up recently in the Memorial. So he's had a good season. But I don't know. I wouldn't surprise me if he wins. But I'm starting to lose a little faith in Ricky. Run 2014 to Martin Keimer at Pinehurst. So he's got US Open credentials. Popular player on the PGA Tour as well. The only stats that he really is massively high up is in the Sanseis, which he leads. And you're going to need him around here because the bunkers are really, really tough.
Justin Rose, one of your favourites, Jamie. 25-1, Justin.
Tough, isn't he, Justin? 36. Says you've got to stay calm this week. No one's going to be calmer than Rosie. Runner-up to Sergio in the Masters. Wasn't that an epic last day? And he's played some good stuff at times this year. When you look at his statistics, everything's very consistent. You know, he's around the 20 mark for everything. Will his putter hold up? If he putts well, he can win. There's no doubt about it.
And Sergio Garcia, 25-1 as well. Superb to see Sergio in the majors winner's circle with that incredible performance at Augusta, where he chased down and then overhauled Justin Rose in the closing stages. It seems that major success has come with contentment off the course for Sergio.
Yeah, he's settled down now off the golf course, and he looks a happy man on it. And so his golf is proven. He's playing great stuff. Brilliant that he won the Masters. It was a now or never moment, wasn't it? And we were all willing him over the line. As much as I was willing for Justin as well. It was a strange dilemma to be in, I'm sure, for most people that night. But I think he's got a good chance, Sergio. You know, I can see him going to Birkdale, having won the first two majors. I think he's going to be relaxed. You know, he's not really got anything to prove now. And his US Open record is very good. 5 top tens he's had, including 5th last year. So, yeah, I think he's got an outstanding chance. And it's going to be windy, let's not forget. He's a good player in the wind.
It's 33-1 bar the 8 players we've mentioned so far. Just of those leading lights, who else is on the radar for you this week, Jamie?
What about your man Matsuyama, 4th in the world? You haven't mentioned him.
33-1 he is. I thought you said he was no good, Jamie.
No, he's good. No, you were right. He is good. But I can't see him winning this, can you?
No, I'd be very surprised. He's not been in the same kind of shape, has he, recently than he was earlier on in the season?
No, he makes a lot of birdies and he makes a lot of eagles. Again, you look at those stats. That tells you he's an exciting player and he goes for it. But, his form hasn't been of the standard required as lately, I'd say.
And you will have seen...
What about Henrik
Stenson? Yeah, I was just about to mention him. You will have seen him playing in Sweden. He wants that championship in Sweden, but he seems to be not talking that positively about his game at the moment.
Well, he's going to have to get the driver out, and as you know, that's the one club, I think, he doesn't go to very often. He uses that two-wood. I think he's going to have to use the driver this week, but the thing that's not been working for him, didn't work for him in Sweden, was his putter on his home greens as well. Did well in the PGA Championship, finished 3rd, and he's never done well around there, so that was a good performance. So he's 41 now, Henrik. He's an Open champion. He's got nothing to prove, and it wouldn't surprise any of us, would it, if the Iceman cometh.
Adam Scott is 33s as well. Maybe have a quick mention of Adam Scott, who's got a good US Open record, and he struck the ball pretty well last week in Memphis. But again, I think the putting might be a concern with Adam Scott as well.
Yeah, it is. See, I totally agree with you. He's still the same player for me, TT Green, but all my only memories of him in the Masters and the bigger events that I watch him playing is, you know, I just don't have that confidence with him on the greens. And Rory said the other day that it's going to be on the greens here. There's quite a lot of slope, and if they speed him up, it's going to be pretty treacherous on them. So that's got to go against Adam Scott's chances.
Go on then, Jamie. Give us your selections for the US Open.
Well, I'm looking forward to this one because it is open. It really is. And I keep leaning towards Dustin Johnson because they are talking him up, but I'm not going to go with him. I'm going to go with a fellow I've never tipped, and that's Jason Day. I think his US Open record's exceptional. I think he's over his problems. His mum's better. He's playing better. It's a golf course that's going to suit him. He's long. He's got a good short game. He keeps calm. He looks the right fit for me. And the other one I fancy is Sergio. As I said, I really think he'll have a big week, Sergio. So they're my main two. And if I'm going to go off-piste a little bit, I quite fancy Pat Perez, the American, for an each way shout or a top 20 shout. But I'm going to go Ross Fisher as my third choice. He's been playing well this year. Third in Mexico. His last three starts in the European Tour have been third, sixth, and ninth. He's a big, big price, Ross Fisher. He hits the ball a long way. He's playing well, and I think he's in the form of his life. So they're my three: Day, Garcia, and Fisher each way.
Jason Day is 14-1. Sergio Garcia 25-1. Ross Fisher is 125-1. And you mentioned Pat Perez as well there. He's 175-1 in the outright market. But you mentioned you're looking at Pat Perez maybe for a top 20.
Yeah, I think so. But Pat Perez, I'll put you on to him. He's won this year on the PGA Tour with five top 10s. And he's a flamboyant character, Perez. He gives it a hit off the tee as well. So runner-up recently in events. So I think he'll give you a run for your money in all sorts of markets. So you keep an eye on him as well. The other one is Ross Fisher's 5-1 for a top 20. And Tommy Fleetwood, again, you know, he's been brought up a links golf. The wind won't mind him. Really long driver of the ball. And he's 11-2 for a top 20. So there's three nice bets for you there.
You mentioned Lynx Golf. Do you think this is a Lynx-style golf course?
It is. They're saying it doesn't run like a Lynx course, but the fact that there's lots of blind holes, the fairways are fairly generous and it's going to blow. It will be pretty windy and exposed, and the bunkers have that Lynx feel to them. You're going to have to control the flight of your golf ball, which you have to do at a Lynx golf course.
So you think the Europeans could be a factor this week? I mean,
definitely,
you mentioned a few of them.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, we've got a lot of good Europeans. Alex Noren. You know, why can't he? He's top. He's eighth in the world, Alex Noren. He's won five times in the last 9 months. Cabrera Bayo was leading last week. Thomas Peters played fantastically well in the Masters this year, didn't he? Finished fourth there. Shane Lowry was leading by two shots going to the last round last year. Mm. Chris Wood, I like a lot. He's been playing well. So we've got lots of chances.
Thank you, Jamie. Those are your outright selections. And you've got a a first round three ball bet as well for us.
Yeah, I've had a little plough through it, trying to take a few players out of the equation, try and make them two balls instead of three balls.
Yep.
I like Bradley Dredge. He's up against Thomas Aitken and Wang. He's been playing well, but watched him a lot this year, Dredge. Been hitting the ball. He's hitting the ball a long way, Dredge, and putts well, so I like him on this course. Pat Perez is up against Leishman and Siwoo Kim. He's 2-1 as well, so that's a nice price. Sergio's up against Bubba and Adam Scott. Well, I don't like Bubba at all. And as we talked about Scott's putting, so I think Sergio at 7-5 there is a good value. And the last one, which this is the one that worries me, is Schwartzel at 2-1. He runner-up last week in Memphis, playing well. Again, I think the generous fairways will suit Charles because he's not the straightest, but he's up against Oosthuizen and Stenson, so not so easy.
That's if you put all those together, those four together in an accumulator: Bradley Dredge at 2-1, Pat Perez at 2-1, Sergio Garcia 7-5, and Charles Schwartzel at 2-1, 63.8-1. Jamie.
Oh, I like that. I really like that. That's all right for a quid.
Maybe even or a couple more at that price. Yeah.
yeah. When they're hard to get up, these Yankees. Get all four is never easy, but. I like the first three. Schwartzel, you know, I think is a bit of value against the other two.
Very good. Thank you for your company, Jamie.
Enjoyed it. Looking forward to the golf.
Make sure you download this podcast via iTunes or via audioboom.com. Check out all the betting on the William Hill website by going to sports.williamhill.com and clicking on golf. And Jamie will be back with his US Open updates throughout the course of the weekend as well. Thanks again to Jamie, and thank you to everyone that's tuned in and listened to this golf preview. And we'll speak again very soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.